This is the SML Podcast.
Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches?
No, I haven't. That song is so fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Shut up.
When I do my Twitch stream, that's going to be the sound that plays every time someone subscribes. Either that or that whole song, because it's a fucking joke. But on top of that, it's Morrissey. Well, I think it might be the Smiths. I confuse the two because it's still Morrissey singing. Mm-hmm. But it's Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, because like the third line of the song is one of the worst lyrics I ever heard in my entire life.
Which is?
I was looking for a job, and then I found a job.
That's awesome.
And heaven knows I'm miserable now. Yeah.
On that note, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
I'm Bogue.
We got Bogue. It's exciting.
The SML Boguecast.
Yeah.
Gotta love it when it's a Boguecast.
So, Bogue, how have you been?
I'm doing all right.
Well, that's good.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Well, that was a good episode.
Music this week.
Yeah. I'd like to thank all my subscribers. I don't have anything to subscribe to, really.
I wonder how many of the subscribers on our YouTube page are just spam subscribes.
Probably all of them.
I think they're all holding out to hear from me again.
No, because I think I'm technically subscribed to it, and I'm real.
I am. I'm a human. I don't listen to it, though.
No, I don't either.
It's a shitty show.
It's terrible. Those guys.
I hate the host.
Such assholes.
I subscribe.
I'm sorry to hear that.
On
iTunes. Remember when you were on it?
On iTunes. Yeah, I was like, remember when I was on that show? I didn't listen then either, so.
I'm the only original member left.
Yep.
I don't know how to take that.
On the bright side, we've seen you more this year than Tim.
It's true.
Awesome.
Who's on his own little mini cast with Sword
Tech.
They
haven't done another one.
Well, they did two, right?
I don't know.
Two or three?
I'm not subscribed to it.
He was good at first. He made every one at first.
Two or three is what I expect out of Tim's attention span.
Yeah.
A year?
No, two or three episodes.
Oh.
With the new one he did.
Okay. I was confused.
We love you, Tim.
Confused.
And then he had to go get a haircut.
I'm getting a haircut Friday.
Wow.
I'm getting lots of hairs cut.
I've been letting mine grow because I'm lazy.
That's fine.
I've had a haircut in years.
Wait, what?
Years?
Years?
Yeah.
How do you get away with it?
I don't know. Every once in a while, I cut my own hair because it feels weird.
I was thinking about doing that. I'm waiting until I get my hair cut Friday because the way that I'm going to get it cut is going to be very easy for me to upkeep myself.
Awesome.
Mohawk?
No. It's pretty much going to be like all of the sides and the back are going to be gone, and then I'm going to do something weird with the top. But there's going to be a definitive line around here where it starts again. So when I go to trim the sides, all I have to do is just go up to where the line starts.
When I shave, I just shave.
Yeah, when
my
you get
head.
To the back there, you'll never get straight.
Get two mirrors. Hold one up and then use the back mirror.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Godspeed,
I've
right?
I've tried it, yeah.
Either that or I'll just have Jordan fucking do the back for me.
Yeah, that'll work better.
Yeah.
Then it still won't work. But it will be better. It will be a worse, better. Wait.
Yeah. Words.
So this week on the SML Haircast.
Yeah, apparently.
Let's talk beauty tips.
Speaking of work.
Are you trying to impress that special man in your life?
speaking of work, or things that aren't working, or things that aren't working.
I didn't have to return my PS4 yet. So.
Yay.
Yet.
Yet.
It's for the fourth
speaking of Sony.
Yeah, speaking of Sony, a quick addendum to last week as we endlessly praised how good PlayStation Plus would probably be for the month of June.
Yeah, 10 minutes after we stopped recording.
Pretty much, right after we stopped recording and the file was exporting and Eric and I were driving back to Berwick, I checked my phone and looked online and Sony announced what they're doing with PlayStation Plus. And they are eliminating the instant game collection. Now, you'll still be getting games each month. Two games for each system. So, so less for PS3. Because
a lot less.
Why care about the people who've been supporting them for years?
Yeah, why is it?
It's going to be two games for PS3, two games for PS4, and two games for the Vita. Now, that's a good thing for PS4 gamers, because instead of getting one new game each month, two new games each month.
Yay! So, almost half of the PlayStation 4 lineup.
That's like twice as many games.
Well, like, this month, for June, PS4 is getting Trine 2, the complete edition, or whatever, Director's Cut, which was a launch title for PS4.
Okay.
And then we also got Pixel Junk Shooter Ultimate, which just came out.
Okay. Any non-indie games?
So far, no.
Thanks, Sony.
No. So far, all the PS4 games have been indie titles.
No disses to indie games, obviously. But...
Well, look on the Xbox side. This is the first month that they're doing games with gold on the Xbox One. And it's Halo, Spartan Assault, and Max, The Curse of the Brotherhood, which are both digital indie games. Or just digital games. Neither of them are retail.
Is Spartan Assault really an indie game?
But it's not a retail game.
But it's not really an indie
game. It's a cell phone game, if you want to get technical.
But the developers are not indie developers.
Okay.
It's a cell phone game I wouldn't pay to download.
It was bad. I didn't like it.
It wasn't horrible.
I really didn't like
it. It's entertaining. It's fun. But it's not like the Xbox One, in its first month of getting free Xbox One games, it's not like they've gotten massive blockbusters. But
okay, what are the ones for PlayStation 3?
For PS3, God, I don't even remember.
Because they probably aren't worth remembering.
God, I think one of them is NBA.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. Let me... Fuck, I'll look it up.
I like basketball.
Entertain people.
I like basketball.
Basketball's been very
good. I mean, honestly, like, I enjoy basketball games from time to time, but not that often.
I haven't played a basketball game since Double Dribble.
Double Dribble?
Yep,
I will say this. I will say this. You have an Xbox. Pick up NBA Jam... The tournament or On Fire edition or whatever.
Yeah. The computer is still bullshit though.
It's really good. It's really, really good.
I just don't really get into sport games because I'm not really that into sports. And the sports that I am into, I don't really get into the video game aspect of it either. I mean, I like football, but I'm a Bills fan, so you can understand how I don't like football at the same time.
You like the idea of football. But you don't actually like football.
Football's depressing to me.
It's because you're a Bills fan.
Yeah, I'd be depressed too if I were a Bills fan.
I mean, my team's not...
I'm curious how you haven't killed yourself yet, actually.
No, I'm not sure that either, so...
But, I mean, like, I my team sucks as well. Mine is not that good. I'm a Tampa Bay fan, which they might do pretty good this season. They always do, like... They normally always do, like, respectable, but never, like, great.
Never great.
Hey, I found it. So, the PS4 gets Trine the Complete Story and Pixel Junk. PS3 is getting NBA 2K14 and Sly Cooper Thieves of Time, which is good.
Okay.
And it's also cross-buy, so you'll get that on the Vita as well. And then the Vita is getting Terraria and Mutant Muds Deluxe, which is cross-buy, and you'll get that on PS3.
So Terraria is not cross-buy either?
No.
Terrarium. Is that a game about keeping...
Terraria.
Lizards.
Terraria.
No.
Snakes.
It's pretty much a 2D version of Minecraft.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I kind of want to try that game. I heard it was really, really good. But
overall, with PlayStation Plus, the changes for current members aren't that horrible.
There's just no real incentives for new ones.
Yeah, for new members, you used to be able to buy a subscription and get access to an instant game collection of at least 12 PS3 games, at least 6 Vita games, and at least 2 PS4 games.
Which,
and now, if you're a brand new PlayStation Plus member and you start subscribing now, you're going to get, well, not this month, but in July... In July, you're going to get 2, 2, and 2 every month. That's it.
Yeah.
Which, it's for new members, it's shitty. It is a huge step backwards.
It's terrible.
And even with E3 month, the game offerings are dog shit.
Oh, yeah. And you have to, like, and that's the thing. Like, that starts in what? Like, a week?
Well, now.
When does it start?
E3 is Monday, but, like, the game offerings, that's now.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, E3 starts on Monday.
And you're gonna,
which
like,
I'm gonna miss it while getting my back scalpeled open and shit shoved in there and bolts and all that other.
Nobody wants shit shoved in their back.
Doctor's gonna be up on the table just shitting directly into my back hole.
Like, hey, hold those flaps open.
Poop back and forth forever.
Good thing you'll be out.
Says who?
I'm just gonna stay awake for it.
But yeah, other years for E3. Not only have they, you know, 2 years ago was when they started the instant game collection.
Which, yeah.
And it was like 6 to 12 brand new titles for the PS3 alone. Last year, not only did they add the normal month games, but they swapped out the three that were there all year long. So they got 5 new games, including Uncharted 3 single player.
Oh, it was retarded.
XCOM, and Little Big Planet Karting. Plus the usual month games. This year, you're getting NBA and Sly Cooper, which is a $20 game.
Yeah. And NBA, which is a very niche game. Anybody that would be even remotely interested in that game already owns it.
Yeah.
Like, because they're the kind of people that are like, oh, the new NBA came out. I'm going to buy it now.
Yeah.
And that came out, what, last year? So.
Yeah.
It was around what, like November, I think?
I think earlier, October maybe.
Still.
Either way, so Sony, their E3 spectacular PlayStation Plus lineup that we were so excited about last week is pretty much dog shit.
Pretty much shapoopy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But. Now PlayStation Plus members don't really have too much shit to talk over Xbox with because... For the PlayStation, you're getting 2 free games each console. And with the Xbox, you're getting 2 free games each console.
So it's the same.
Sure, you get 2 more on PlayStation, but that's just because they have another console.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, level playing field. And with the original Xbox games, they're still yours to keep.
Yep.
Forever. I think it's kind of shitty that with the Xbox One they changed it so if your subscription runs out, you lose access to the game. And I love all the PlayStation fans making the argument that it's shitty because now you don't own those games, coming from PlayStation fanboys who defend PlayStation Plus,
who never owned the games.
Yeah, so I understand with the Xbox One not being able to own them if your subscription base runs out, because there's a very limited game selection to begin with for the system right now. So that I kind of understand. Obviously with the 360, with the kind of game collection that they have, holy fuck. Like, they're just like, yeah, here, have a game, fucking whatever.
They could do that with the PS3 then.
Right. And I kind of I was just about to say, like, why can't Sony be that way with the PlayStation 3? Because I feel like it's justifiable with the collections that both of those systems have.
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to give them a game that you can essentially, like, keep forever, that would be the system that I feel can warrant it. Because now that's previous gen. From, you know, a business standpoint, what they should be focusing on, I don't know if this is the truth, but what they should be focusing on is developing their now current gen, the next gen consoles.
Yeah.
Like, instead of like, oh, well, we're going to try and latch on to whatever kind of business we can still have from the older models because we don't, like, to me, it looks like they lack faith in their new product. So, I mean, that's just how I kind of see it. I would like to see them, you know, put a little bit more of a focus on the newer shit. And I think, you know, giving away those games would kind of feel a little bit more lackluster, you know, of an approach.
I think the real race starts now, since it's fairly a level playing field when it comes to the game offerings and the amount. It comes to who offers the better, newer titles.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, if I had to call it right now for the first month, it's obviously Sony. Because they're offering, yes, they're offering a launch game, but it's still something that's not on Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're also offering a game that just came out the day it was free, which I'll give them credit. All the games so far that have shown up each different month has been something that's just releasing, like Don't Starve, Outlast. Fuck, what the hell else was there? I don't remember. But they've been really good about giving out brand new releases free, not stuff that's been on sale for 2 months. And with the Xbox One, both the games that they're offering for free are from December, which, again, this is the first month they're doing it on Xbox One. Mm-hmm. So when they see what Sony's doing, maybe they'll try to get a bit more competitive. But
well, you could tell that Microsoft is obviously more competitive, even just with what they're doing as far as trying to bring down the price point to make it similar to a PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
like. They're cognitive of what's going on.
And at least they're not giving us an NBA game.
Yeah. Extremely niched. But yeah, I feel like Microsoft has a much tighter grasp on what needs to happen for them to be competitive, where Sony's just like, yeah, we're Sony, whatever. Like,
yeah.
We're just going to do our thing.
I think they're starting to get their ego back after a year. I think they're starting to get their ego back. They had a quote unquote great E3 last year, and people still say it's one of the greatest E3 press conferences ever. And I tell people, go back and watch the entire Sony press conference again. The only thing that was memorable was the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it. The rest of their E3 show last year sucked.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Big time. It was movies, TV, movies, entertainment. They didn't put a lot of focus on games last year at E3, and then they came out and said, we're cheaper, and hey, look, you can loan games, derp-a-der, which you know, to their credit, Microsoft went back on some of the shitty things of theirs and fixed them.
Yeah.
TV?
TV?
No, they still have TV, and it's so fucking great to run your TV through the Xbox One.
It is.
It really is.
It's cool.
So, Bogue, what are your thoughts on all this?
My thoughts are I have a 360. I'm really enjoying the two games a month that I download and never play.
You know what the free game is right now?
It's a free game, so I don't care.
Free game? Free game?
No, it was just Saints Row.
Dark Souls.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to download it and give my hard copy to Chris if you wanted it.
So I can finally
already
play
have it. Yeah.
So Dark Souls.
Yeah. That game's hard.
Which I think we missed a couple of weeks referencing Dark Souls, but now we're back.
Game's ridiculously hard.
Yes, it is.
But
speaking of cool Dark game. Souls,
well, let him talk. We could get to the Dark Souls 2 in a bit, but
let's speak about Dark Souls.
Let Bogue talk.
What do you want to ask me, Joe? What do you want to say? What do you want me to say? You only ever want me to talk when it's going to embarrass me.
How are you?
I'm good. I think we already covered this.
Yeah.
Well, something interesting.
We're not going to do a dummy run, are we?
Let's make fun of Bogue time.
Okay. Fine. Wait, I got one.
Cold Stone Creamery.
No. Burger Island. Yeah, I was housing that game. If you would have listened to some of the older episodes, Cinco de Mayo, I actually got kind of tipsy. Which I never do.
Did I ever say I don't listen?
Yeah, you did.
We know you don't.
Okay. I did. I forgot.
Yeah, today.
I subscribed, though.
Yes, but you don't listen.
Yeah,
big fucking deal.
It's okay. Cinco de Mayo, a couple of my friends came over, and we got drunk and ate tacos and played games on the Wii.
When was that?
Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
It was like last month.
Was that May 5th?
Something like that.
6th, actually.
Oh, we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo on
Cinco de Seis.
Cinco de Seis de Mayo.
I like Cinco de Seis better.
Five to six.
But yeah, so we were going through the Wii and just trying to pick like really terrible or random and weird games. And that's like all we did.
And just jam on it.
Yeah, and just fucking like just went to town on it. And Burger Island was the one of choice. It was great. Because it's one of those like Diner Dash-y kind of games.
Yeah.
But all four people could play at the same time with one screen. So there's just like everybody was just like grabbing shit and trying to like put it on stuff and like fucking it up. And yeah, it was great. It was fun. It
sounds like a good time.
Yeah. It was a good time.
I've been playing games with my kids recently and Batman Arkham Asylum. No, Arkham City. Which I should have finished Asylum first, but I didn't. But Arkham City's really cool.
Asylum, I actually finished. I binged on it real bad. Mm-hmm. And I went right from that into City. And I burnt myself out on, like, marathoning the first one that I, like, as soon as I started City, I'm like, man, I think I'm going to wait on this. And I haven't gotten back to it.
Well, City's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of, like, Batman's over here. Everything got visual on Batman. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what am I supposed to do? Yeah. But,
what was that?
You hear, like, through your intercom or something, whatever, through your headpiece, you hear the tiger people flying around going, we have a visual on Batman.
They all have connects and you're the NSA.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
It's wiretapping.
Okay.
So it's confusing a little bit with what you're supposed to be trying to do. But I'm doing an all right job. I get frustrated with some of the Riddler puzzles because I'm more of a completionist.
Yeah.
But I suck at being a completionist.
So maybe you shouldn't be more of a completionist.
So I'm trying to do all this. It really frustrates me when I'm like almost done with a game and I go out to the beginning and it says that I'm like 30% complete. And that really bums me out.
Yeah.
If I'm about to beat a game, I want it to be...
I've been playing this for 7 months.
I want it to be close to 100%.
That's kind of how I felt with like when I was going through Trials Evolution. Because it was like, oh yeah, I finished all the courses, but like, I got a bronze in this one, or I got a bronze in that one. And it's like, oh yeah, game's only like this much complete. And I'm like, but I finished but all I did the it. Courses.
I know. Like, I was like that with Mario Galaxy, the first one. I'm about to like face Bowser, and I find out I only have like 90 out of 120 stars, and I'm like, what? Like, how is this possible? I'm about to beat this thing.
See, I'll take that over games that give you a letter grade based on how you did on the level.
Yeah.
Like a fucking platformer, and you didn't run through the level fast enough while also collecting.
You're like, I don't want to fail
everything in the level, and it's like, oh, you got a C+. Try again, fucker.
Yeah. I hate
no.
that shit.
I can't take this report card home.
I don't want a double S+ to get all the extra stage. No, eat my dick.
Yeah.
Just, I'm going to play the game.
Yeah.
You can fuck off.
That's kind of how I was starting to get that way with, it was the 4th of February when I started doing, what was it? It was fucking Dead Island Riptide. I started like going through and it's like, oh yeah, you know, you still haven't done that and you still haven't done that and you still haven't done that. And yeah. I'm like, but I'm at the fucking end of the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I really want to go back and do all the side quests before I finish the final boss? Which, it snuck up on me so goddamn fast that I was just like, oh, this is the end of the game? Like, oh, I guess I'm not going back. Like,
Yeah, I'm afraid of that because that's what I did with Arkham Asylum.
I'm playing along,
and then it's like, Joker wants you to come here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, fucking take my boot. Asshole, and I walk in the building, and I realize when I walk in the building, I get attacked by all these people and these two giant fuckers, and every time I die, I show up right there, and I can't get back out of the building. I can't do any of the side mission stuff, and I'm stuck until I beat up on these people and hope that I don't have to beat the game, you know, face the Joker, so I can go back and do this stuff.
You can go back and do that stuff after.
But I still have to beat up these two giant thugs with all these other people, and I die
Dead
and
Island
I get
Riptide.
Pissed off. And,
Dead Island Riptide, when you beat the game...
You can't go back.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
You
can't go back.
That's what pissed me off, because I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just go back after. Nope. And they're like, nope, you have to start the game over again. And I'm like, what? All right,
yeah,
bye.
Pappy and I were co-oping that, and we've been doing everything together. And there were still a couple of side missions. And
let's do it together.
And you got to the point where you have to hop on the boat. And we figured, oh, it's like the first game. You hop on the boat, you go to the final area. And then when you're done, you can go back to the island and finish all the side quests. Nope. When you hop on that boat, that's the game over.
Yeah.
That's the end of... There's no going back to the... It's just, fuck you. You left. Have fun, dick.
Yeah. I was so
I was so mad.
Ugh.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it.
Son of a bitch. But since you guys were talking about Batman, Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Delayed to next year.
Unfortunately.
Tis the season now where all the games Everything coming out delayed. This fall are going to get delayed to next year.
Well, good, because that gives me time to get an Xbox One.
Yeah. Dying Maybe. Light got bumped. Arkham Knight got bumped. Hmm. What the hell else just got bumped? The Order got bumped.
The Order.
The Division, who the fuck knows when that's actually going to come out.
I want that game so bad. I want it in my life.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, though.
I know. It's kind of... I want an Xbox One before, what is it, fucking Destiny comes out.
Well, yeah, until September.
I want to play the shit out of that, like, really bad. Like, really, really bad.
I know that they announced Forza 2 is coming out this fall. I know.
Already?
Yeah. Forza Horizon 2.
Oh, Forza Horizon 2?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the first Horizon. There were so many people that shit all over that game, but I actually really enjoyed it. Like,
yeah, the guys who made Horizon are working on the Xbox One version of Horizon 2. Ooh. And then it's also coming to the 360 from Sumo Digital. You might know them as the guys who do the Sonic racing games.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a solid choice, and I hope they pull it off.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, Sonic like All-Stars Racing. All-Stars Racing. Like the kart games that are out.
They're good. I like them.
They are.
I was playing the fuck out
of them. They're no Mario Kart, but speaking of, Mario Kart came out.
I know.
I was going to hopefully come back on and talk more about Wolfenstein and Watch Dogs, but then Mario Kart came out.
Fucking Mario Kart.
I haven't touched shit else except Mario Kart since Mario Kart came out.
Do you want to know why?
Because it's Mario Kart.
It's fucking Mario Kart, man. Like,
Mario Kart's always a good game. It always has been, and each one gets better.
Here's the priority that Mario Kart has. On Facebook, we have like a Mario Kart group chat going on for, hey, I'm going to be jumping on if anyone wants to play a couple games. And when that happens, at least five other people are like, fuck yeah, I'm in. I reply back. It's like, I just took some Halcyon and I was going to bed because I have a doctor appointment at 10 in the morning and I want to be up for 9 so I could like shower and... You know,
but I made
some breakfast and everything. I went to bed at like 1:30 from playing Mario Kart.
There you go.
I took the Halcyon at 10.
Dude, I want a Wii U to play Mario Kart online with my friends.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
So bad. I've been seeing so many people post like, hey, I'm gonna be playing some Mario Kart. You guys should add me. Like, da 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 da. And I'm like, motherfucker.
I have added, like, I have added at least 10 new friends in the past since Friday, and there are people who have bought Wiis for Mario Kart.
I want a Wii U so goddamn bad.
If you ever thought about putting one on layaway, fucking go to Kmart, see if they have the Mario Kart bundle. I think the bundle is $329. It comes with the system, the game, a Wii remote, the bundle. Driving wheel.
Isn't it technically cheaper to buy everything separately?
I don't think so.
I think it technically is.
Because the deluxe is still $299, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't know.
What color is the Wii U?
To the internets. Talk, I'll look this up.
Is it red?
No.
No, it's just black.
Oh, nuts.
Talk!
Because I mean, like, because the way that I look at it is, do you really need... Because you can find, like, you can find a Wii remote new pretty cheap.
$40.
Well, I bought all new Wii remotes planning on getting a Wii U, and I never got it, so.
Well, wah-wah.
Wah-wah. Well, I needed the motion plus whatever things anyway.
Yeah. I really just, like, my birthday's in, what, eight days? What's
the I'm not buying you a Wii U.
8 days. I'm praying that someone gets me a Wii U for my birthday.
Okay, so the bundles are still $299.99, and that's the Mario and Luigi one and the Zelda bundle. They're still $299, so $300. For an extra $30, you are swapping out the game to Mario Kart 8, which, honestly, if you do that, you could then get one of the other games for free anyway. Right. Plus, it comes with a Mario-themed Wii remote, which is $40 there, and then a red Wii wheel as well.
Wii wheel.
Wii wee 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 wee.
I don't ever use the wheels?
Me neither.
Ever?
But yeah, you get the system, you get Mario Kart, which itself comes with the free game. So you could get Wind Waker, Pikmin, Mario, or Wii Party U.
Wind Waker.
Plus the Wii Remote Plus. The Mario-themed one, too, not just a red
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of just want... Well, I don't know.
Go to Kmart, see if they have it on... See if they have any, put it on layaway.
I don't have money, dude.
Donate plasma.
Nobody wants my plasma.
How do you know? Why?
Because of the cancer
AIDS.
I had when
yeah,
I was younger.
Yeah, whatever. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Like, no one will know.
They're like, oh, yeah.
They're very picky about the plasma.
Yeah, right?
They are. I tried.
Bastards.
Well, then sell your sperm.
They want my blood.
They don't want those either.
From your single nut.
From my single testicle.
They don't want sperm unless you have a college degree or whatever.
I have.
Like, it matters.
Kind of do.
My sperms are just as good as Harvard sperms. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. They're more...
I could have gone to Harvard if I would have applied myself.
Some other Wii U news is that their new system update just came out, which adds the quick launch menu.
What's that?
When you turn the power on, instead of like the Wii U logo popping up and then logging you in and then going to the main board and loading up all your icons, you hit the button to turn the power on, and immediately a screen pops up with the last 10 things you've played.
That's badass.
So you hit the button... I tap Mario Kart, and it immediately loads up Mario Kart. I mean, you still have to wait for the game to load,
well,
like
yeah,
normal.
But still, that's... But yeah. Hell yeah.
Holy shit, cool. It cuts down so much. Like, overall, it's probably just like 30 seconds cut down on having to start a game, but that adds up.
Oh, yeah.
That's the time I take to, like, take a sip of my drink or maybe a chip.
You could rub one out in that time.
I actually... I don't know.
30 seconds? I don't know.
Has it been building up for a while? And did you just see something awesome?
No.
I always just see something awesome.
Yeah. It's like your girlfriend went up to take a pee and you're like, I really need to get one out right now. Poof.
Before she catches me.
Before she catches me.
And go.
It's cleanup time and everything. And I'm still relaxing with a sandwich when she comes back.
Where did you put it? That's what the sandwich is for.
That was a 7-tissue mess.
Hon, why do you only have one sock on? Shut up.
My foot got hot.
So.
Yay, masturbation.
So Mario Kart's incredible. I love the fact that if you have a private room of just friends... You can have the in-game chat, which for a Nintendo game is mind-blowing that there's in-game chat.
Yeah.
And even if you're just playing on the controller, the mic's on the controller and there's speakers on the controller. So I'm laying in bed just playing and talking with friends in between races. Which
that's awesome.
It's especially because it's Nintendo we're talking about. If it was anything else, it'd be like, yeah, you expect that.
Right.
It's Nintendo. It's fucking cool.
Yeah. Well, it's Nintendo and you don't have to wear a headset.
Yeah. The track selection. Track selection. The new tracks are really, really cool.
Yeah.
I love Shy Guy Falls is a really cool track, and Wario Mountain is a really cool track. The retro track selection, I'm not super impressed with. There's like too much new stuff.
There's old tracks is like the same theory of the old ones. Is that what it is?
Well, the retro tracks, they have 8 cups in the game. Each cup has 4 tracks.
Right.
4 of the cups are new tracks, and 4 of them are retro tracks taken from, like, the 3DS game, the
so
Wii
like the,
game.
Like the other
yeah,
one.
The retro tracks.
So, like, the Wii version of Mario Kart.
Yeah. But, like, there's 3 tracks alone from the 3DS version of the game.
Yeah. The 3DS one was awesome.
But still, there's only 1 from the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, because they've done a lot of them.
I buy them. I want the retro tracks. For the retro tracks.
Hold on.
We were talking, this is probably what you're going to bring up. We were talking about the idea of now it's 2014. For Nintendo, it's about 2008. But DLC tracks. Haven't heard anything if it's actually going to happen or not. But
smart idea.
We were joking around that, you know, if they released every single track from every single Mario Kart game, I would buy fucking all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
I don't if they're like, yeah, they're $5 a track. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, everybody everybody would buy them.
Yeah.
Like everybody would kind of be like, oh, fucking $5, but they'd still buy it.
My like, my other gripe,
at least a few at a time until they had them all, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, my other gripe is some of the tracks, the longer ones, they cut down. Like the Wario Mountain one, it's a snow, it's kind of like a downhill snow top to bottom.
Okay.
I can understand where they would put checkpoints through, and those are the three laps.
Uh-huh.
But the N64 version of Rainbow Road...
Is that on there?
That's on there. It's the final one in the retro track, but the total race is one lap.
Oh.
And there's two checkpoints where it splits up the three laps.
Oh, that's terrible.
I was because I love that track because it was a long track.
Uh-huh.
And now it's just one lap around, which is, it's a bummer.
Now, let me ask you this, because it's 2014. To them, it's, you know, 2000, whatever.
Motherfucker ain't got shot in a while.
Niggas ain't blew up a spot in a while. Can you
watch
have
out
a
for
game
the musket?
Can you have a game mode where you adjust the amount of laps?
So far, no. I haven't seen anything.
No?
I haven't done any of the local multiplayer. I've just done like the single player circuits and online.
Okay.
Online has been sporadic. Obviously, it's a new game and everybody wants to play it.
Right.
So I've been getting a lot of disconnects. It seems like when we have private matches, there's a lot less connection issues. So hopefully they're getting their shit figured out. I'm sure, like, Grand Theft Auto had issues. Everything big has issues.
Grand Theft Auto had a lot of issues when it first
But at least
out.
We can play this online.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure Nintendo is, like, whipping the hamsters in the treadmills, powering their servers.
Yeah.
To, like... run faster.
This is the first thing. This is the first thing Nintendo did like this.
No, they've had online. Like, yeah, the Wii version was online.
Yeah, that was online.
Even the old DS version was online.
That was online.
Like, you could race your friends online?
Yeah.
Let's see. I missed that.
Yeah, they've been online
for quite a while now.
But I think, like, this is in the first weekend, this is the second fastest selling Mario Kart ever. Wii U sales in Europe have spiked. The number is hilarious, too. They spiked 666%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wii U sales in Europe. It's nuts. People were like, yeah, like Mario Kart's going to be a system seller.
It is.
Fucking Mario Kart.
Yeah.
You don't fuck around with Mario Kart.
No, it's Mario Kart.
Like, I can agree with people when they said, oh, people said that Super Mario 3D World was going to be a system seller. I'm surprised it didn't sell more.
I'm surprised it didn't sell more. I think that's going to be one of those games where, like, the people that end up picking up a system for Mario Kart or Smash Brothers...
They will be buying Mario 3D.
They will
3D
buy World. That, yeah. They I'm, will get that
when, game. When people expected Wonderful 101 or Pikmin or Wind Waker or Donkey Kong...
Wind Waker was definitely a system seller.
I can understand why in actuality it wasn't, because it's an old game.
It's an old game.
Just remade. Yes,
right.
It looks amazing, and it plays better than the GameCube version. But when people expect Wonderful 101 or Pikmin to be system sellers...
No.
No, because they've never been huge franchises. People expected a lot out of Donkey Kong, and even that, I'm like... That's not going to be a system seller. It's going to be a big game for people who own it, but that game is not going to convince people to do it.
No.
Nintendo's always going to be Mario and Zelda.
Yeah, I think...
They're going to be the two biggest things that they ever do, I think.
I think Mario Kart is going to be huge for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
This fall, Smash Brothers is going to blow up the spot.
Smash Brothers is going to essentially, like, that's going to be the thing that puts... Wii U, like, in a profitable range again.
And I think if not
Mario Kart.
Zelda will do it as well.
Yes. Well, there's been more stuff leaked on fucking, what you call it, right? The Hyrule Heroes or Legends or fucking whatever that...
That's not like a real Zelda game, though.
Yeah, the Dynasty Warriors-esque style. Like,
I'm
on the hype train for that.
I don't see that as a system seller. I see that more along the lines of the other games we mentioned, where the people who have Wii U's are going to want it and need it. A handful of people will buy a system for it, but it's not going to be like Mario Kart, where everyone blows their load and they're like, oh my God, I need a Wii for this game.
See, now, Mario Kart...
Think of it like Link's crossbow training.
Ooh, I'm not going that bad. I'm thinking like Mario Kart, yeah, like we're surprised with, I mean, like I'm not as surprised that Mario Kart is like helping with boosting the sales of the Wii
U. I'm not surprised at all.
I'm not surprised, but I think Smash Brothers is going to do it so much more. So much more. So I'm really interested to see like how that's going to go. Oh man, if they don't do a Smash Brothers bundle, then they're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Like they
you could be the biggest anti-Nintendo person in the world and you'll secretly own one for Smash Brothers. Yeah.
Like that's just what people are going to do.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be one of those things where I honestly feel that once those people that are just secretly going to buy a Wii U for Smash Brothers, they're going to like, oh, well, like kind of want Mario Kart too.
Yeah.
So then they'll pick up Mario Kart and they're like, and then they're gonna go, oh well, I kind of want that Mario game too. And then they're gonna pick that up. And then
and then Zelda.
And then it's just gonna start. But snowballing.
They'll still shit talk Nintendo in public.
Oh, they will. They will. But
it'll fucking start... Nintendo's for pussies and little kid. Well, yeah, Smash Brothers is cool, but you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nintendo fucking sucks. Well, yeah, I'm not eight.
Yeah, but Mario Kart's cool.
It's just, you know, it's Smash Brothers. And you know, so I'll play it with friends.
And Mario Party's cool. Like it's.
I don't think Mario Party will get people to.
You don't
come
think
out.
So? I think
to come out as Nintendo fans.
If they finally fucking do one right again, yes. Because I played the last one that they came out with, and I was not impressed. Yeah. I didn't like it at all.
The Mario Party games have been on a decline for years.
I didn't mind. What
just,
was the last?
Just give us bumper balls for the love of
what
God.
What was the last one? The last one was
the Island Tour.
Not the DS one, the one on the Wii.
Nine.
8 was okay.
Hmm.
I didn't mind 8.
There was a lot of gimmicky games, though.
9, where everybody was in the same cart.
Yeah, it was stupid.
That was fucking horseshit. Like, that pissed me off so goddamn bad. Like, no. You don't... No.
So, we know you would sell your soul for a Wii U right now. Bogue, what are your thoughts on Wii U? Is that in your future?
My thoughts on the Wii U, like just as we were talking here, I'm looking up prices and bundle packs and stuff like that. I would love a Wii U. My problem with Nintendo in general is the games that I want are always $60 and they never come down.
Good.
Mario, Zelda, those games, they hold their value forever. When Mario Galaxy 2 came out, I already had Mario Galaxy, but I thought I'd see Mario Galaxy come down, and it never did. I mean, it stayed over $40. I think it was $50, whatever.
Yeah,
it never comes down. And I'm looking Zelda bundles and Mario Kart bundles and stuff. And you know, it's the 32 gigabyte, $299, so it's $300 for these. And you can get one with the new Mario game. You get one with the Zelda game. You can get one with the Mario Kart and whatnot.
Well, the Zelda ones might be priced higher because the Zelda one is technically out of print.
Yeah,
but
those are done.
It seems like you're better off buying a Wii U and then selling it and keeping the game that you get in the bundle, buying another Wii U and keeping the game and then selling the system if you can find someone to buy it, because the system is worth more. It's like...
The game
Nintendo's saying, this is the Wii U and it's $300. We're going to sell it for $300 whether you get Wii U Party or Mario Kart or Zelda or the new Mario game, not the Mario Kart but the Mario game. And it's like, wow. Which one do I get and then have to go back and spend $100 just to get
more
two
games.
Other games that I want?
Yeah.
And like I said, if I had the money, I'd buy a system for the game, buy another system, sell it to someone who needs it, like Chris here.
The thing is, the secondhand market doesn't get as much as Nintendo gets.
No, definitely not. But my point is, if you buy the Wii U party game outright, that's a game that's going to come down in price. And you'll eventually see that game for $30, $25, maybe $20. But you'll never see that from a Zelda or a Mario game. So if you're in the market for a Wii U right now, you're stupid. if you get a bundle pack that includes something like Wii U Party or anything
or the
else.
Nintendo Land One.
Anything
or
like, other than Mario
See,
Kart,
now, did
Mario.
They drop, did yeah. they drop the price of the one that has the Nintendo Land or no?
Well, those were discontinued. Like, they're done.
You can still find them.
You can still find them, but they're officially done.
Yeah, they're officially discontinued, so people are still have them on the market for
like it, for it would
$299. And how much is the 8 gigabyte? Is that $249?
Yeah.
So I mean, you spend extra.
Yeah,
$50.
Getting the 8 gig one has always been stupid.
Stupid.
To do.
Yes. But
from day one, everyone
actually, I will say this: the Skylanders one,
the SWAT Force one.
Now, when that came out. When that came out, you were able to sell the figure on eBay for a little over $100.
Yeah. Because it was a figure that was only in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was really contemplating buying that just so I at least had a Wii U.
Buy it for $250.
And just fucking sell the figure so I got a Wii, so I would essentially get a Wii U for like $150.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the bundles that the Wii U has been, like the Nintendo Land bundle... Makes no sense to get that one because you could get Nintendo Land now for like $10 at GameStop used.
Yeah.
It's well, I thought yeah. it was like $14.
I don't know. It's dirt cheap. Yeah. Brand new, I think it's $30 brand new official retail yeah, price.
But if you tried to go and get that Mario game that came with the Wii U at first.
Well, yeah, the one in that bundle isn't sold in stores. That's a combo disc of new Super Mario Brothers U and new Luigi
Which
Brothers
is two
U.
Games.
Which is technically two separate games okay. or a game and DLC.
So you won't find that in stores.
Unless you could find it used. But that the disc included with that bundle is exclusive to that bundle.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and if you were to take the two games combined...
Is $90.
That's $90.
$60 and $30. Yeah.
Or so that's like for the longest time I was honestly thinking about getting that bundle because it still seems like it's the best value.
Mm-hmm.
Or $60 and $20 if you just get the DLC.
But even still,
but that's
$80.
That's two quality games,
right?
Yeah.
But the way that I look at it is like, okay, so you're spending $300 for the system. You're going to get that game that ultimately is worth $80, or you can get the game that's worth $60. You know what I mean? So
which one is worth $60?
Like fucking Zelda or Mario Kart.
Zelda is only $50, by the way.
Well,
but the Zelda one has the Wii U controller with the special Zelda markings on it, and with Mario Kart,
but it doesn't have a Wii remote.
No.
Okay.
None of the other ones do.
Does.
Yeah, Mario Kart does. It also comes with Mario Kart, which Mario Kart alone qualifies for that free game, so you could get new Super Mario Brothers that way as well. The Mario Kart bundle is the bundle to get right now.
Go out and get that right now, babe.
Do it.
Right now.
We'll stop at Kmart when we leave.
Except for the Kmart that I'm going to stop at.
Because they're not going to have one. Cause
no. I wish I could do that right now. I really do because...
I really wish I could too because I would buy it and I would bring it home and I would play the fuck out of it.
It's almost one of those, you know, you can tell your significant other that this is such a great deal, you can't let it pass by. And then...
See, but the... I honestly...
Then she makes you sell it in a month or two and... Yeah.
Jordan comes home. Where's the fridge?
We didn't need it, baby.
We needed a Wii U more. No, man. Like, I've been trying to figure out ways that I can try and come up with extra money, but I just, I can't. I'm hurting right now. A couple gigs that I had ended up getting canceled because I want to buy one for myself. I feel like that's the only way that it's really going to happen because, like, nobody's, no, like, yeah, okay, I'm turning 25, which is a slight landmark of a birthday.
Wow, you're
in
young.
My eyes. But
younger than
God
I thought.
Goddamn kids.
But, am I old?
Nobody's going to add a zero onto my birthday and spend that on me.
Yeah,
like that's just not no no not nobody's going to do that. So the only way that I really feel that a Wii U is going to happen is if I figure it out myself, which I don't know when that's going to happen. So.
Well, even if it doesn't happen soon, I would still pick up Mario Kart before the end of July so you can get the free game out of it.
That's what I'm aiming for. Like, my goal is to attempt to try and put the money together to get one before July so I can get that bundle, so I can get an extra free game. Because I feel at least with that, if I do that and I get, like, Wind Waker, because I never played Wind Waker, you know, that's a solid start for
But that
Wii U.
Game... that game you can get the Super Mario Brothers Wii U.
With the offer for
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, it doesn't include the Luigi part. That's separate. But
that was exclusive with that bundle pack.
Or you can
buy the DLC for $20.
Yeah, you can download the DLC for $20.
Still a $60 game.
Right.
What, right? Luigi or new Super Mario Brothers? Mario. Yeah, that's still $60.
And how much is Wind Talkers or whatever he's talking about?
Wind Waker?
Oh, 50.
Is that, yeah.
Officially, I think it's 50, but...
You can get a downloaded version for what, 30?
I would just go on eBay and look for
codes. Still go with the Mario game. Just because you're getting a free game, you might as well get a free $60 game.
Yeah.
Than a free...
Yeah, that's true. Or Pikmin.
$40 game.
Yeah.
Jordan would probably want to play Pikmin. I don't know.
And the cool thing is, if you get the deluxe package or deluxe system, and you get that 10% back with all the digital games you get, those free games still count as money.
Yeah, which is fucking crazy.
So, since we got the physical Mario Kart and the digital Mario Kart, I got $60 in credit for Mario Kart, and then I got Pikmin, so there's another $60 in credit. And then with the physical one, we got Wii Party, so there's another $40 in credit. So I got $15 back from that.
Yeah. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And they finally tied that with the DS store, so I could essentially get something to put on my 3DS.
Yeah. But your 3DS purchases don't get the credit back.
What's the story with the 2DS? I'm seeing these commercials.
The 2DS is a 3DS without 3D.
And I'm thinking that why... It's the same thing as like the DSi or the DS.
Incorrect.
No, it's still a 3DS.
So the games that are 3DS exclusive.
But you don't have the 3D option.
But it doesn't have the 3D visuals.
I never turn mine on.
It's for kids. Mainly for smaller kids where their eyes can't really work well with the 3D.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. It's smaller. It doesn't fold closed, so you don't have to worry about snapping in half.
Yeah, I noticed it didn't fold closed.
Dude, look at how much dust is on my 3DS right now.
I saw it under there.
Well, you shouldn't have sold everything.
I have nothing to play on my 3DS.
I just thought it was silly that they came out with a 2DS. But basically, like honestly, you said, it plays the 3DS
Honestly, I
games.
Thought the 2DS was not that bad of an idea.
I think it's a great idea. It's for smaller kids.
Well, not only that, but it was cheaper. So people that wanted to play, like, it was a Pokemon machine.
Yeah, pretty
much. When X and Y came out. Which they did a bundle with X and Y, mm-hmm. which was smart. But yeah, dude, like, that's what it was for. Is the people that were just kind of like, oh, there's one game on the 3DS that I kind of want, or two games on the 3DS that I really want. So I could spend a little bit less so I could spend more on another game.
And, like, everywhere is always running sales on 2DSs as well.
Always.
You could always find them for $100 instead of $130.
Yep. Hells yeah. So, Joe, what are you playing?
Mario Kart.
Other than Mario Kart.
I have been playing Mario Kart pretty much daily. I picked up that game, 1001 Spikes.
What is that?
It just came out. It's one of those brutally hard platformers, retro style, pixelated graphics.
Okay.
1,000 Ways to Die in the West.
Close to it. The game starts you off with 1,001 lives.
1,001 lives?
Yes.
And if you lose all those lives, you have to start over?
I don't know. I'm still at like 980. But I haven't played much. It's one of those games where you won't know there's a trap or that you can die somewhere until you go there. Like, you finally make it through a tough area, and then you jump. And when you jump, like, something shoots a spike out and kills you.
So you're it's kind like, of like...
It's trial and error of the video game.
Okay, so it's kind of like... What was it? Like, fucking... What was the name of that?
I Can Be the Guy, or You Can Be the Guy, whatever.
Yeah, whatever the...
It's very guy, much along the, those lines.
Okay. I want to be the guy. That's the name of it. Yeah.
It's like you push the one thing. It's like, oh, I have to push this here so I can make the jump up. And you make the jump up and you stop. And you're standing on somewhere that spikes pop up. So then you push it over and you jump up and then you move so that you won't get hit. Then you push the next thing and you jump on top of it and something shoots you.
Yeah.
So then you push it over, you jump up, you avoid the spikes, you push it over, you jump once to make the thing shoot and then jump again. And there's an enemy out there that charges you.
Yeah. So it's
and it's trial and error, the video game. It's one of those brutally difficult games that will piss you off and you'll have fun the whole time.
Kind of like Trials.
Yeah.
Kind of like Batman.
That's not supposed to piss you off.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like Candyland.
That's all I play.
Kind of like Snood.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to... Yeah, Joe and I were talking on the way here, and I wanted to mention this. For all you people, person listening out there.
For us.
I wanted Randall. To bitch about... like I said, I was playing Batman. But my nephew and I also play World of Tanks. And that's a really cool game where you're just pretty much just a shoot 'em up, and you're in a tank, and you use your experience to upgrade your tank and then sell your tank to buy a new tank, and it goes by tiers.
Yeah.
1 to 10.
Is that free to play?
Yeah, it's free to play. I'm in like a tier 4 or 5 tank, but you can use real money to buy gold, to buy tanks that are like tier 9 and 10. And
pay to win.
Fucking sucks. Pay to win. Yeah. And I'm trying to like be patient, and I'm sniping people, and it takes like 5 shots to kill some guy, but I'm cool because, you know, doesn't notice it. And then some guy wraps me in one shot because they spend money to buy this like whatever tank.
That's how I feel about. That's why I've launched Battlefield 4 3 times.
Yeah,
I bought it at launch. But I have run the game 3 times on my computer because you can buy those battle packs or whatever that like have like better guns and
yeah, and shit I just in it. And I don't want, like, to spend real money.
I'm like, I'm not. That's not gonna fucking happen.
I'm not gonna spend real money on a game that I got for free. I downloaded for free.
Yeah, pay to win. Pay to win sucks.
Yeah, that's why I'm okay with the microtransactions in Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Because it's mostly
because,
like,
there is no pay to win.
No, that game just, it's all looks like aesthetics, awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, most of them are different attire or tattoos or shit like that. And usually, like, each character, they have 3 power-ups, and that's it. And once you, like, one makes you shoot faster or reload faster or move faster, those are technically power-ups, but in the long run, they don't do much.
Yeah.
Like, they'll help you, but they're not necessary. Mm-hmm. You can still get by without them. All the different characters you can get, people are like, oh, well, yeah, it's really easy when you just buy all the characters, and then you could be whatever character you want. Most of the characters, if they have, like, more power or something, they'll shoot slower.
Yeah.
If they can jump higher, they'll walk slower. If they have faster reload, they don't have as much ammo. With every character in Plants vs. Zombies, any kind of benefit has an equal drawback.
Yeah.
So it still stays level. It still stays fair. And even if it still pisses you off that much, that's why they have classic mode in the game, where it doesn't matter how many bonuses or extras or upgrades you have. Classic mode is basic characters, no upgrades.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because these tanks that people are spending money on, they have better armor, they have better firepower, they go faster, they have better health, you know, it's like,
everything's like just they're broken.
There is no leveling it out to make it fair.
Yeah, when you were saying that, I just remembered a game came out yesterday for the PS4 called War Thunder. It's pretty much, you know, flight battles, MMO style, where instead
of
tank...
So like a Crimson Skies-ish kind of thing?
Kind of. I never really played
Instead
Crimson
tanks,
Skies.
It's like
Instead of tanks, it's warplanes and dogfights and shit like that.
They had World of Warplanes right before this, right before World of Tanks. It's the same company. And it was exclusive on PC, I think. And I downloaded it. I never really got it to work, but a friend of mine played it. He actually like beta tested it, and he told me that it was cool and everything. But it was probably the same deal. And now they have one that's World of Warships. Same company again or whatever. Yeah, it's like a battleship.
But with this War Thunder game, I was like, oh, a free-to-play MMO. Let me guess. They have a bunch of microtransaction things.
Yeah.
And I look at the list. You could pay this much for Golden Eagles, which is the in-game currency. You could pay this much for this much. Or you could pay like $80 for a whole shitload. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's just normal MM or free-to-play bullshit like that. And then they had packages where you can buy planes that are exclusive to those packages. Like, there's a $79.99 package that includes like 8 airplanes you can only get by paying $80.
That's retarded.
And that's the only way. Which, of course, they're some of the most powerful. That's a literal pay-to-win situation.
Absolutely.
And I didn't even bother downloading the game. I'm like, oh, it's free to play. Maybe I'll try it. Oh, wait, no, you can pay a stupid amount of money to pretty much win the game, what's the point?
Yeah. Now, I actually, now, so we have a general consensus that, you know, pay to win
sucks.
Yeah. Sucks balls.
Unless you're rich.
There was something else that I wanted to bring up. WildStar just went live on Tuesday. And a buddy of mine that I normally play my PC games with, you know, him and I had a conversation last night, and we were just kind of like, you know, the state of MMOs right now is a very interesting one. I kind of want to have this debate because I know, Joe, you're on the plus side of this. So me and you actually see slightly differently on this topic. But I kind of want Bogue's opinion on it, too. Subscription bases for MMOs, okay? Like, he was trying to get me to, like, he bought WildStar last night. He was like, you know, I really want it. I want to play it. I really want to play an MMO. Like, you know, WildStar looks awesome. Like, it's been getting good reviews so far. Everybody's been really enjoying it, blah, 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 whatever. And I flat out told him, I'm like, I can't pay monthly for a game. Like, I just,
no.
I can't justify it.
There's no game that is worth it to me because there's no game that I'm going to get enough enjoyment out of.
Now, MMOs are the only game in which I feel that it's possible, mainly just because, like, MMOs are just so involved and there's so much shit to do in it that I can understand getting a lot of gameplay out of it. Now, World of Warcraft being one of those games where, like, there's literally so much shit that you can do in it that it is almost like having a bunch of different games in one.
Well, earlier in my life, when World of Warcraft came out, I could have done that. You know what I mean? I didn't have... I had two kids, but I was divorced. I had a lot of time to myself. I didn't want to play a game, get involved with a game like that, because I knew I would... That's all I would do, I'd get sucked in type of mm-hmm. thing, you know? And then I'd be wasting my time on this video game instead of doing other things like playing music or whatever that I...
Masturbating.
That I masturbating.
Right. While playing the game.
Yeah, and playing with my Fleshlight.
That's why some games are compatible with just one-handed control.
Yeah, well...
Hey, Diablo I can play with just my mouse.
Earthbound is designed to be played with just your left hand if you really want it.
But... That's awesome.
Anyway,
didn't know that. Is that why it's your favorite game, Joe?
Maybe.
So the reason I didn't get involved with World of Warcraft at that point in my life because I didn't want it to consume my free time, and I had friends that got consumed by a game called Asheron's Call.
Okay.
Way long time
ago. Yeah.
Were you one of those guys?
No.
I lived with two of my friends, and we never hung out anymore because all they did was get on that game and play that game. And then several of our other friends in this group of friends, actually, I think Joe and I were the only two in our group that didn't get involved in that game.
Yeah, because
and we both hated that
game. Pat, Eric, Jeremy, Canoop, they were all
of them.
See, now my whole thing is, like, when it comes to MMOs, it doesn't have to be.
And they're buying and selling stupid shit online. And I'm like, they're like, I sold this for whatever. I'm like, it's on a game. Like, yeah, but I sold it. And I'm like, well, good for you, but I don't know who would pay $60 for a sword that you leveled up in a stupid fucking game. You know, that type of thing.
Well, you know,
and you know what happens.
Well, yeah, because, well, let me tell you that I was able to buy.
This week's Diablo talk.
Yeah, that I was able to afford the Diablo expansion just by selling the gold that I acquired in the game up until that point.
Nice.
Before the auction house closed. So I didn't pay for the expansion.
Well, I mean, that worked out for you, but at the time, I had a group of friends. We used to do a lot of shit together, hang out, and now
but
they're
gone.
But
you don't have to... Now, that doesn't have to be specific to an MMO, because the way that it stands right now with how much I played Diablo, I am cutting myself off of Diablo for a week. I'm not...
Yeah.
But Diablo's an
MMO
now?
I didn't...
Oh, okay.
I didn't log in at all today. At all. And I don't think I logged in yesterday at all either. No, I didn't. I played Counter-Strike instead. So I played Counter-Strike and I started like going through some of my back catalog.
To answer your question, it
doesn't have to be an MMO that, you know, if someone gets really sucked into.
Batman's been sucking me into.
Right.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is, like, you know, I can get that amount of playability from a game. It doesn't have to be subscription-based for me to feel justified where it's like I can get that in-depth and sucked into a game, that like that kind of immersion. With how grandiose most MMOs are, I can kind of understand the subscription-based. However, like the whole Xbox Live thing, like I have a hard enough time justifying paying $15 for the online service of Xbox Live. I almost never had it unless there was specifically a game that I really wanted to play online, because I felt like if I'm not playing stuff online, then I'm not going to be using it to its full extent. And I feel like if I'm going to pay monthly for a video game, then that's all I'm going to want to play, because I'm paying extra
for it. So you want to get your money's worth.
Right. That's the way that I would look at it. And I don't want to feel obligated to play something.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not in a point in my life where I can dedicate enough time to justify a monthly subscription like that.
Yeah.
Now, if they were to count it in game hours, that might be something I'd be willing to do. Like if they said 100 game hours for X amount of money, you know what I mean? Instead of a monthly subscription.
I never thought of it that way. What's your opinion on that, Joe?
I really don't like that, because I guess it depends on how many hours. But then we're going back to the days of AOL where you pay for 100 hours or whatever else. And you never know. If you get really sucked into it, you'll go over, and then you have to deal with overage charges where they could charge you more. I'm happy with the free, with either free MMOs where you can buy, like Guild Wars 2, where you can like pay for stupid
aesthetic stuff,
or stuff like expanded inventory, stuff like that. But they're still providing regular free updates, and I'm fine with subscription like Final Fantasy 14 as long as they are regularly giving like, reason to subscribe. Like when I stopped playing in November or whatever it was because of all the new games coming out, and I just didn't have time for Final Fantasy. When I came back with the PS4 release, I'm like, holy shit, there is so much more to do now.
Yeah.
Like new quests, new areas, housing, everything else. There's a new update coming out in the next few days, I think 2.28 it is. That adds little minor tweaks, and then the 2.3 update is going to be like the huge update coming up that just continually adding more stuff, more endgame content, quests, leaves, everything.
Well, let me ask you this. So you played Guild Wars.
Yeah.
I had this conversation with my friend.
Believe it or not,
night.
That's a PC game that I played.
Yep.
Guild Wars 2.
Now, what the consensus that was agreed upon, now I didn't play it, but what people have told me, and I want to get your opinion on this too, is the loot. Like, the loot doesn't necessarily drive your character, I've been told.
Not really, no.
So,
if you're a minstrel, it might.
Well, but it's like, you know, you're never, like, you're questing and doing whatever it is that you're doing. Like, if you find this, like, you're never going to have that moment where you're like, oh, I just found this really awesome item. Now I can do more shit.
There might be more stuff in the end game. Like, when I played Guild Wars 2, just like pretty much every MMO I've tried, I treat it as a solo experience with hundreds or thousands of other people in the same world.
Right, and that's normally what I do. And unless there's, like, someone else that I know that's playing.
Yeah, and that's not how they're supposed to be played.
Yeah.
But, like, all the loot I would find, I would sell in either the auction area, depending on how much you can get for it, or if I'm not getting shit for it, I'll just sell it to an NPC. And getting new equipment, for me, was always just, let me go to the auction and see what's worth getting.
Yeah.
And then same thing I'm doing with Final Fantasy now. The only time I would keep actual materials or crystals or anything else was when I switched to a material class, like a carpenter, leather worker, whatever else.
Where you needed shit.
Yeah, and I mainly only played those to get the achievements.
Of course you did, Joe.
Well, normally that's not a class I'll play. Like, when I play MMOs, I want to hit shit with a stick.
See, honestly, like, when I was playing WoW, I only played for, like, maybe, like, 2 months or something like that. My thing that I really wanted to do was, like, man, I want to be, like, the guy to go to when all my friends need, like, a fucking piece of armor crafted, or like, you know, like I want it to be like a blacksmith. I want it to make shit.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like I kind of want to find something that I can do that with again, where you're very like specialized in that.
Final Fantasy
shit,
14.
People come to you.
Right.
See, if I were to start playing WoW, I have two friends in Allentown. They've been playing WoW forever. So I'd be like, hey, I'm on WoW now. And they're like, oh, cool. And then we'd like get together at some tavern or whatever. Like, let's go on a quest. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm level 2 and you're level 1,000. You know? And
1,000.
Like, yeah. Don't put me in the front, you know?
Don't put me in the front.
So that's the problem I see with things. Unless you get in on them with a group of people all at the same time, or you get in on the ground level altogether.
But getting back to the whole like subscription based thing, like I think the only way that I would be okay with playing a game that was subscription based is if there was a way that like how you were saying, like is or not like something in which you know, most of these games have like auction houses, yeah, or whatever, or something like that. Let me sell some of my shit to try and buy that subscription.
Like EVE Online.
I see, yeah.
Is that how?
Yeah.
All right.
Instead of selling your stuff for gold, sell it for like money to put towards your subscription.
Right.
Yeah. That's why in EVE Online, when you see all these massive battles and it's like, oh, they lost $700,000 of whatever, it's usually whatever the currency is that you put towards buying game time. That's how they get the real world value,
right,
of what was lost. They compare how much of whatever
any,
it is
are there
to
any
the game
games,
time.
Are there any games that require a subscription base in which you could theoretically pay for your subscription base by playing the game?
I think EVE.
That's the only one?
I don't know if there. I'm not a big MMO guy. My history of MMOs is Final Fantasy XI on PS2 and Xbox 360, Guild Wars 2, regrettably only on PC because that's all it's for,
regrettably,
and Final Fantasy 14 on PS3 and PS4. I don't like playing games with mouse and keyboard in most MMOs because I've tried WoW, and it's pretty much...
Yeah,
mouse and keyboard.
Mouse and keyboard.
I tried
that and the tab based targeting. Well, and that's the thing too. Like, that's why I'm generally more interested in WildStar, because WildStar is more of an active. Like, I feel like you might be able to get away with playing WildStar with a controller. I'm.
But then there was what? Terra. The one designed for a controller.
Uh huh.
And I thought it controlled like shit with a controller. I had more success with Guild Wars 2, where I had to use X-Patter to make my own controller setup for it,
uh-huh,
than I did with Terra, which was designed for a controller.
That's weird, because I feel like Terra would have worked really well.
Terra played like shit with a controller.
Huh.
Although I did enjoy that in the first village in the game, there was a character named Taras.
There was. It's the first guy that you talk to. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought that was a pretty unique name to begin with.
First person.
And he's in a video game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if maybe if I went back to try it now, if they maybe like fix some of that shit. I tried Conan. I didn't like that. Age of Conan.
Yeah.
I just can't get into playing MMOs on a PC with a mouse and keyboard. I hate moving with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Well, I think the thing for me I think the thing for me is I kind of want to find an MMO again, because like with the amount of time that I've dumped into Diablo, like I got really sucked into it, and I still kind of am, but like I'm starting to kind of like get away from it just because there hasn't been like a major content patch in a while. Like I can see myself really just hardcore getting into like just like a couple games now, instead of like kind of spreading myself thin. Yeah.
I do like the idea of like some kind of like camaraderie you can get with other players.
Right. But I think the problem that I'm having right now is just like I have a hard time like finding a game that all my friends are playing.
Yeah.
And I think the main reason why I want to try and find an MMO is because an MMO, like, Jordan has already told me that, like, that's one of the only things that she really got into. Like, she actually played WoW for a while with her friend Debbie. And I feel like an MMO is probably the only thing that, like, Jordan and I, other than something like the Wii U, is the only thing that I could probably get her to sit down and play with me.
Final Fantasy 14.
I don't think she'd be into it. I really don't.
Well, you could always get it for yourself and let her try it.
Yeah, but then it's subscription based. Like she, okay. That's another thing. Like she, I guarantee you, like anything subscription based, she's just gonna be like, no. She's just gonna be like, why? Like, why would you? And essentially, like, make another bill. I had a hard enough time. Like, fucking, I had Spotify Premium. I lost all my music, so I was paying for Spotify Premium because I had lost all my music, and I stopped fucking paying for that. And like, music is like the most. Like, I use Spotify every goddamn day, and I still don't even pay for that. Like, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I have a hard time, you know, convincing myself that like $15 a month.
Is worth it.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. It's tough for me. And I guess like that's what I said. Like if there was a way that I could essentially like pay for it by playing the game, then that'd be fucking great. Because that's kind of how I felt with Diablo. I wanted the expansion, so I sold stuff on the fucking auction house, and I sold stuff by getting in game to play to pay for the fucking for the new game.
Well, I don't think many people want to do stuff like that because, yeah, you'll play the game a lot, but they're not getting any of your money. And, you know, you need money to run an MMO.
Theoretically. But the stuff that... Because that's the thing. You're essentially building an economy. It doesn't matter if I sell it back to the game. I could sell it to other players. And I use that money just for shit in game. They're still going to see... Like, the game company's still going to see the money. You know what I mean?
Not if you're if everyone was buying their subscription with in-game stuff, the company wouldn't see any money.
I'm saying like if I could sell stuff to other players even and use that money.
And then that's where the issue of Diablo's real money auction house came from. No one wants that because it's bad and it kills the game economy.
Meh.
That's why gil sellers are always shut down. Gold sellers, they're always shut down because that fucks up the game. That completely fucks up the game.
I feel like I want to just become a gold seller.
Well, then move to Korea.
I feel like that's the only way I'm going to be able to play.
But if he's saying that, say, you know, the wall is who you pay to play the game. And us three are playing the game. And you have more money than I do. And I can't pay the wall. So I'm going to sell you my in-game sunglasses for $20. And you're like, I have more money than smarts. Here. Here's $20 for your sunglasses, in-game sunglasses. Then I give that $20 to the wall. What's the difference?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. What's the difference between me paying... with your money that you bought some in-game product.
Okay, so if your magical sunglasses, I can wear those into PvP and they'll let me instantly kill people? That ruins the game.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm not talking about something that would ruin the game.
But it would have
I'm just talking about something like maybe even if it's just currency. Like, even if it's just like, okay, you know, now you can use that to like buy a bunch of potions if you're...
Okay,
like,
because if, say... I'll go with Final Fantasy XI, because this is an example I'm very familiar with.
Okay, sure.
If I'm playing the game, I'm getting whatever the fuck the thing was that you needed to get crystals from enemies. I kill enemies for a couple hours, so I can get up enough crystals to sell them, because when I first started, you know, a stack of 12 crystals, you could sell for 800 gil, and that 800 gil can get me some new equipment that I need. Gil sellers come around... and they just buy everything up and lower the market value of them. Or if there's people who just camp out and just they farm the crystals to sell them for real money, people keep lowering the price in game. So when I finally get my stacks of crystals to sell, instead of getting $800 for the stack, I get like 50. Why would I want to keep playing? Why would I want to waste my time and pay a subscription for this game when I have to spend so much more time and effort to get something that previously I could do with a normal, you know, legitimately tolerable amount of work? Like, even with Final Fantasy XIV, the economy, when new people join, like when the PS4 wave hit, the economy in the game went to shit. Because they don't understand the game and how the auction market board works. with the market board,
noobs.
Yeah, pretty much. The market board is pretty much like an auction house where you can see what other people are selling it for and then put a comparable price.
Uh-huh.
Like if I got, or I even made through leatherworking, whatever else, a pair of boots that could normally sell in the auction house for $1,000.
Boots and pants.
And then, okay, a belt. Like a belt that could sell for $1,000 gil. Fuck you. These new people come in and they don't understand what the market board is for. So if you go to an NPC shop and try to sell that belt, they'll give you $2 gil for it instead of the $1,000 that someone might pay for on the market board. These dickheads go to the market board and the automatic price it shows is what the NPC will give you. So they just be like, yeah, I'll sell this for $2. So you're, you know, there's 50 people trying to sell things for anywhere from $900 to $1,100, trying to be competitive and not be dickheads about it. And then there's a whole bunch of new items that show up at $2 gil. What's the fucking point? Like, just when I first started playing the PS4 version, all these people were killing the economy. I'm like, maybe I should stop playing for another couple of months until it evens out.
Are you hearing this, Obama?
Thanks, Obama.
It's just when you get into
don't fuck up my in-game economy, Obama.
I just think when it comes to gil selling or item selling for real money, it destroys the in-game economy and it ruins the experience for everyone else.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't want to pay the money.
Yeah, same here.
I
have a hard time justifying $7.99 for Netflix. Unless I'm on Netflix every day.
Yeah.
Watching at least something.
I'm happy with my WWE Network subscription.
Yes, you are. But me, on the other hand, wouldn't be.
I don't know. See, it's, I think the only reason, just like,
the only reason why I'm glad I don't hang out Guild with you Wars all the time too. Anymore.
But the thing is like everybody's saying that it's not that good.
I loved what I played. I love playing Guild Wars 2 for the exploration alone. Because you would gain experience for finding new areas and new vista points and everything else. It's just it got to a point in the game where you needed other people to explore the areas because the monsters would just fuck you up.
Yeah.
And I would rather just explore by myself.
Or with friends?
If I had friends who played.
I like the idea of, like, you, me, and Chris.
I like the idea of you shutting the fuck up.
Well, I can, but I really had a good point.
I can.
Like, you, me, and Chris, and then, like, my friend from D.C. and Philly and friends of yours or whatever, all getting together on this game and, like, doing something together.
Like, that's what, you know what I mean? Want to have. And I want to have one of those kind of moments. I want to. I've never had one of those moments in a game.
And
ever,
you can do that.
Ever.
You can do that with, like, freaking that game we hate.
That game we hate.
Nickelback, the video game?
Nickelback,
is
the video
game. Is that a thing?
Like, we're all hanging out at the Nickelback concert. No.
You know, Call of Duty?
Call of Duty, yeah. That type of thing. Where you make a team and. But the team can be all friends of yours. You can.
You
supposedly can do that on the tank game.
You can do that. You can do that within a lot of games. You can do that within Counter-Strike. You can do that within, you know, Call of Poopy. You can do that in League of Legends.
Titanfall.
You do it in Titanfall.
Can you do that in Borderlands?
Yes.
Because I knew you could do it. I knew you could do like
that in Borderlands.
Yeah, four people online.
Four people. You can do up to four.
That's not a lot.
It's still four friends online killing a bunch of shit.
That's cool. But
that's the three of us and some other guy.
The limit's four then.
Yeah.
But I would do that.
Still cool, yeah.
But you don't have. I don't. Like,
yeah, you're the dick who only plays shit on PC.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're outnumbered right now, PC boy.
I am.
Yeah, console master race, right?
That's right.
Fuck you. Console.
Definitely
console.
If it was listen, the reason why I have a PC is because it's cheaper.
Go fix a fucking Xbox.
I can't right now.
You've been talking about it for 2 months. Go
I've got
fix
all the parts. I just need it.
Go
I need
fix
it.
A fucking Xbox. Borderlands is like $20.
Yeah.
I've already beaten it.
Tough shit. We haven't.
You didn't beat it yet?
I beat one.
I beat the story on both games, so I didn't finish all the DLC.
I didn't finish the DLC in two.
No, I didn't even get all the DLC yet.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
But it's really good. But it's definitely that type of experience that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, getting together with friends on a game.
That's another reason why, and oddly enough, that's why I want a Wii U. It's because, like, those casual games that I really want to play, like, with a bunch of friends, the people that I know are going to want to play those games and they're going to buy them anyway. Shit like Mario Kart and shit like fucking, like, Smash Brothers. Now that you can play them fucking online.
Smash Brothers online is a ridiculous idea.
It's the greatest
idea
ever.
That's going to be so insane.
Yeah.
It's that's like, a game that
as
I
long
never
as it
really
works
into,
better than the Wii version. Because the online on the Wii version wasn't that great.
It was balls.
Didn't even know it was.
Yeah,
it online.
Was. Yeah, it was balls. It was poop.
But how many people can you get playing at once on the Smash Brothers?
Four.
Right?
Four. Yeah, but on Mario Kart,
12.
12.
Yeah,
which is.
But you can't talk during the race.
No.
During the race, no.
No.
After.
Only if it's a friend game.
Yeah.
If it's a private room.
I want to get like fucking 12 friends together and fucking play Mario.
Well, that'd you know what cool. comes first? Getting a Wii
getting a
U.
Wii U. I know. I know. I know.
And we're back on that topic.
I know. I want a Wii U. I've been trying to figure out ways that I could probably get one, but it's
He's not into selling his body anymore.
Go down
nobody
to the,
will buy it. It's
told you, go problem. Down to the square and start blowing dudes for cash. $5 here, $5 there. It'll add up.
My mouth ain't what it used to be.
It'll take a while, but it'll add up.
Pierce your tongue. That'll help.
Oh, God.
The first couple of guys, pierce your tongue with that, and then increase
pierce your tongue with that, with the first couple of guys.
Yeah,
As if their dicks were needles.
Increase the rate from 5 to 7.
Yeah, because, you know, you can...
To try and cover the cost of the fucking the piercing.
No, it's worth more.
Of the tetanus.
It's
yes,
worth
that
more.
Too.
Be like, before I got my tongue pierced, it was only worth 5, but now...
Now
as you
seven.
Can see,
as you can see, I am much better equipped. And then it's extra days for money.
I'm supposed to wait for the swelling to go down first, but mind if I just rinse
my mouth? I don't have time for that.
Swollen tongue.
To get a Wii U.
Hey, a swollen tongue means more surface area on the dick.
Oh my God. I'm reminded of when all of my friends decided to get their tongue pierced about the same time, and I dealt with everyone carrying around their stupid Listerine bottles, like rinsing all the time. And I'm like, you guys make this not appealing at all.
You want to know what would be fucking great as far as like a friend experience within like games? If Planetside actually would have gotten released on PlayStation like they said it would have been.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be cross-platform anyway.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't?
No.
Fuck you, Sony.
Nope.
Fuck
Unless
you.
They change their mind, and that's what this delay is about. But some quick news before we get into the whole wrapping up thing of the episode, since we talked a lot about Nintendo.
We did.
It's the Nintendogue episode.
Nintendogue.
Dark Souls 2. I know you wanted to mention this earlier.
DLC!
Yes, they're coming out with 3 DLC episodes. Technically, 1 huge episode split into 3 parts. $10 each or $25 for the whole thing.
Not bad.
What was the DLC that came out for the first Dark Souls?
Oh, God, I don't fucking remember.
Joe's Mom?
Because wasn't that like a premium price DLC package?
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be like that. It's going to be July, August, and September releases on there.
Not bad. Keeping it current. So it doesn't make the game drop off the radar, which is nice.
Yeah. Some news I'm excited about is Pinball FX and Zen Pinball is going to be getting a Walking Dead themed table.
Which is cool.
Which I think is pretty badass, based on the Telltale games, obviously.
Very cool, very cool.
So that ought to be badass.
I don't think this will be relative to the podcast because what day is today? Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yep. Never mind. Because Sniper Elite V2 is actually free right now. But
yeah. So if you listen to this on Friday, you already miss getting
already
Sniper Elite
it,
for
so
free.
Never mind.
Sorry about that.
Something you still have time to get though is this week Xbox Live for the 360. You can get Saints Row 4. $12.
Ooh.
So my 2013 game of the year Xbox 360, if you're a gold member, $11.99.
That is not bad at all.
Fuck yeah.
That's really good, actually.
And that goes until early Tuesday morning when they switch things over.
I'm actually really upset that I haven't gotten to play any of the DLC for that game. Because I heard some of it was really good.
I got to finish up the Christmas one. I didn't do that one.
I want to play like all of the DLC for it. Because that game was great. I hope Saints Row 5 comes out like soon.
I downloaded it last month.
I haven't really played it yet. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's one of my favorites of the series, actually. The third was really good. I enjoyed that one a lot.
I'm guessing the first one was the one I downloaded. Right?
Could have been the game with gold?
Yeah.
The third?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which, that one was really good. That was one of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
I have that one on PC.
That's when they kind of got away from doing the goofy Grand Theft Auto wannabe game, and they just went in their own fucked up mental direction.
Which is great.
Because, like, Saints Row 1 was trying to be Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Saints Row 2 was trying to be Grand Theft Auto with a lot of poop.
Yeah.
Saints Row 3, they just took acid and fucked around.
Yeah.
And Saints Row 4 perfected that.
Essentially. And Saints Row 4, they learned how to live on acid.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just went in a whole new direction.
It was great.
So I am very eager for a Saints Row 5.
Yeah, which obviously, you know, hasn't been announced or anything like that, but whatever.
Yeah. We have two emails this week.
Oh, yay.
First one from Randall. By the way, you can email us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com for whenever our next episode is going to be.
Please do.
First one from Randall Drew. Good old Randall, who is now our regular since Zach is, like,
hi, buddy.
doing stupid shit.
Whatever he's doing.
To SML Podcast. Chris, I'm 2 weeks behind on the podcast thanks to my Kickstarter work, but my opinion on the PS4 and Xbox is simple. I don't want either. I have no need or interest in multimedia consoles because I have plenty of other resources for Netflix, TV, sports, internet, etc. I don't need another
peripheral.
Jesus Christ, look how he spelled that.
Yeah, he even put it in quotes too.
Yeah.
Peripheral.
Wow.
Peripheral technology in my life. So overall, I don't care about either of those systems. They've lost focus on being game consoles so much that I've gone 100% right back to Nintendo. I love the Wii U.
Yay, Nintendo.
I love the Wii U and the 3DS so far because the focus has remained on excellent games despite the odd gamepad / low sales / lack of support, etc. problems for the Wii U. And both systems are just putting out winner after winner in terms of games. Side note, when they come out. I don't own a Wii U. I'm a bit strapped for cash, but I play all the time with Jesse on his system. It's just a great pure gaming system, which is what we both want. I also have a huge issue with the cloud base that gaming on modern consoles have moved towards. I like owning my games in hard copy forever, but that's another discussion for another day. To sum up, Wii U, B+, and both the others, NA. The thing is, you can still buy your hard copies on the Xbox One and the PS4 if you want.
Yeah, you can.
And for the games that are required to be digital games, those exist on the Wii U as well.
Yep.
I mean, fuck, all virtual console games are in the cloud.
In the cloud.
I mean, you don't need to just be a digital platform with the Xbox One and the PS4.
Nope.
And the thing I like about Xbox is ever since Phil Spencer took over, like, they just...
It seems to be getting
just
much
today,
better.
They announced 45 new apps coming to Xbox 360 and Xbox One around the world, 35 to the Xbox One alone, and they came out and said the reason that they're announcing those today is because they want E3 to be about games.
God forbid.
Which is what they did last year, too. Last year, their E3 was games, 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 games. They didn't say shit about TV. They didn't say shit about entertainment experiences. And I think calling something like the Xbox One nothing but an entertainment peripheral is kind of giving it, you know, the shaft.
I don't think it's really giving it a fair shot.
Well, you could,
until you actually sit down with it and actually play the games that are on it
yeah.
and experience it as a console, Because it's fucking awesome. Yeah, do you, like, it's great.
Do you need to use the TV input on it?
Nope.
No. Do you need to get Netflix and Hulu and NFL and all this other shit?
Not necessary.
No, you can just get the awesome fucking games that are out for it.
And my whole thing is, you know, if I end up getting an Xbox One, like, you know, obviously I don't even have cable.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm going to be hooking it up to any kind of TV feed. The only thing that gets watched on my TV is Netflix. That's it.
Yeah.
So everything else that is done on my TV is all games. That's it.
So if you look at Nintendo, at least the Wii, the Wii had Netflix app and Hulu app, so it was the same difference.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
the Wii U has those too.
I'm sure they do, because you wouldn't.
Oh, they definitely
backwards.
Do because you can watch them on the fucking gamepad. Yeah. Which is ridiculous.
Ashley used to watch Sons of Anarchy while riding the stationary bike, just on the Wii U gamepad, while I played a game on the TV.
So. It's the same difference, just not as interactive with the TV. So
I think that's one of the problems that Xbox has been fighting, because their initial reveal talked about everything the console could do. Well, they talked about everything the console could do and everything that Microsoft was working on. That's all people remember. Oh, it's TV, TV, sports, TV, TV, sports. You know, E3 last year was games. Yep. E3 this year is, hopefully, as they're talking, games. Xbox has heard the people say, well, I don't want a TV and sport machine. They're like, okay, well then, here's a fuckload of games.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you... Yeah, we're giving you what you want.
Well, I gotta agree with them that I have a Wii, and I have an Xbox 360, and if I were to narrow down what I would like to get, if I could only get one of the three, PS4, Xbone, and the Wii U, I think I'd rather have the Wii U.
I can understand
even though I really want to play that new Batman game, and I know that's going to be on the Xbone, but Wii U is just, you know, even though I'm 36 years old, that makes me feel young, and it's fun, and it's always fun, and Nintendo is always seems about fun, you know?
I think we can all agree, though, that PS4 could still eat a bowl of dicks.
Yes, I think so.
Bogue and I are definitely on the same page when it comes to consoles.
I've never been a PlayStation fan from the beginning, but I wasn't exactly an Xbox fan until the 360 anyway. But I've always been a Nintendo fan.
Yeah. Oh, here's a fun side story to go off on a tangent.
Mm-hmm. Side mission?
Yeah.
Side mission.
Side quest.
Side quest.
A new game came out this week for everything non-Nintendo, I guess, called Murdered Soul Suspect.
I want to try that so bad.
And I wanted to see what it was about, so... After midnight on Monday, so early into Tuesday, I jumped on Twitch to see if someone was streaming it. Someone was playing on the Xbone, so I was watching a bit. And normally when I'm watching Twitch on the Xbox One, I don't really chat or do anything, because I don't have a keyboard plugged in, and it's just a pain to chat on the keyboard. But I saw it devolve into PlayStation versus Xbox. And it was overwhelmingly for the Xbox, I guess because they were all watching on Xbox or something. But I just chimed in because the guy was asking for help. Like, he was paying attention to chat and missed something there. And I started talking, and then someone asked me my thoughts on the PS4 because they saw someone new show up. And I said, the PS4 can eat a dick because I'm on my fourth one. And they told me bullshit. So I said, joecam.net/Twitter, check it in about 2 minutes. And I took a picture of my closet with four PS4 boxes, just giving a thumbs up. And then I checked Twitch again. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
pics, or it didn't happen.
True story.
Really? I have to show you the pic now, too?
You don't know this book?
No. I do know it, but everything he posts... I keep seeing
everything
the
on the internet
pics or it didn't happen message come up. Who is that? Yeah.
That's my thumb.
I knew you went through.
Yeah.
You're not paying for each one.
No. We bought the first one, and the others have been replacements from Sony.
Yeah.
Because someone's like, did you really buy four of them? I'm like, fuck no, I didn't buy four of them. I wouldn't buy a second one.
But, yeah. But what's the pics or it didn't happen message?
Because they just didn't believe me that I went through four of them.
And it's not the same person every time, is it? Or
no.
It is?
No. They're just like, there's no way you went through four systems. That's I did, funny. And I'll prove it. Because people say, you're just an Xbox fanboy. There's no fucking way that since launch you could be on your fourth system.
So you have,
yeah, there is.
You have four of them, and not one of them works, and they haven't asked you to send any of them back?
No, I've sent them back, and I keep getting replacements.
And then the replacements break.
Yeah.
But you keep the box?
Yeah. Do they send them a new box every time?
Oh, they send...
Yeah.
No, when you send it back, you...
They ship a box to me.
Okay.
And the only thing you send back is the console. You don't send the cords. You don't send the controller. All you do is send
the console. So you have four boxes from like the console. And,
yep.
And that's your proof that...
Yeah, that I'm on my fourth one.
That's ridiculous.
And we talked about this before. The biggest issue is the design of the PS4. It's too small.
It's way too small.
The shell of the console is too small. There's not enough ventilation. There's not enough room for the guts to breathe. The fan is a piece of shit.
And it just overheats? Is every time?
Yep.
All the time. And this isn't a common... thing throughout.
It is. Looking online, there's more and more people bitching about how loud.
So how are there people that are calling bullshit when it should be happening to them too?
Because some people are lucky enough that they get a quiet console.
Yeah.
Wow.
From what I've seen online, one of the big issues is the soldering on the heat sink of the console.
Okay.
Where it's not properly maintaining the heat.
Which was also one of the problems for the
longest
time.
With the red ring of death.
With the red ring, it was the same thing as the yellow light.
Like, so my fingers are crossed.
That's what the basement is filled with. That's what I have to fix.
So you're fixing a red ringer?
Like a bajillion of them.
So my fingers are crossed that in another couple of months or a year or so, it'll just be wave after wave of, oh my God, my PlayStation died. Oh, it's overheating. There's this error message. It's overheating.
Yep.
People have already gotten messages where the system shuts itself off and it pops up with a message saying that the system is too hot and it needs to shut down.
That's ridiculous. The fact that that's even there is ridiculous.
And everyone's like, oh, well, why you shouldn't have it like in a closet or something. It's like it's on top of my TV stand. Mm-hmm. I've had to take pictures of where my system is and show it to people, too. And then they're like, oh, I don't know, man. I guess you just have bad luck. Or no, Sony makes shitty hardware.
Yep. Maybe you should like suspend it somehow so it's not actually touching anything.
Yeah.
And there's you air need to put all
it,
around it.
You need to put it in a cooler with dry ice.
That's
yes.
Just like, put it in the freezer, man.
Yeah.
Just run the cord.
Yeah.
But
other email.
Other email is from Jesus.
Go switch the game. It's in the fridge.
No, that's why you get digital. You don't have to swap discs.
You don't have to swap the disc.
Nice. Jesus.
Just get a mini fridge.
And then you have the hard drive issue where
you can only
have a maximum of 1.5 terabyte on the PS4.
And everything's required to be installed.
Yeah, it has to be an internal hard drive.
Yep.
No external. And then I just plugged in my 4 terabyte external hard drive into the Xbox One.
And you can get another.
And I have dick loads of space, which from what I saw online, the official update is releasing now. So hopefully by the time people hear this episode, they too can update their Xbox One and plug in an external hard drive.
Sweet. Or flash drive or whatever you got.
No, I think it's got to be
it's got to be USB 3.0.
It has to be.
Right?
It needs to be USB 3.0 and at least 256 gig.
Okay.
So you can't just pop in like a 8 gig thumb drive.
Okay. Well, because I have a 64 gig thumb drive.
Yeah, I know they make 128s too, but it needs to be minimum 256 USB 3.0.
I don't think the external hard drive likes the refrigerator too much.
You never know.
It could.
Yeah.
But yeah, shitloads of space. So Jesus writes, hey, crackers, don't have much to say except the usual kudos on keeping up the good work and to bring attention to how hardcore Luigi seems to have gotten in Mario Kart 8.
Yep. Right.
Seems like everywhere I look, there are tons of videos and pics showing Luigi stewing balls deep in road rage. As he races, the man gives everyone a stone-cold glare and lets them know in no uncertain terms that he will fuck their shit up. It's almost an unintended viral campaign that sells itself because up until now, I've never really had much interest in Luigi. Now that he looks like he's auditioning for Mad Max Fury Road, look out, folks. We've got a badass over here. And then he links to the Riding Dirty video, the Shells of Steel video, the Move Bitch Steel video. So stay classy, guys. Ian.
Yeah, The year of Luigi's just started.
Yeah, Death Stare Jesus is amazing, and I love the fact that one of the guys behind the whole Death Stare Luigi is Megabeardo. From, you might know him as playing in Viking Guitar with Viking Guitar.
He actually just did a four-song?
Yeah, four-song EP of, like, Ice Stages. And
do you want to play some of his... Why don't we do that? Music.
For music, first off, I wanted to play Lonely Rolling Star's version of Rainbow Road for Mario Kart. I was going to do something from the 1-Ups from their Mario Kart album.
Nice.
And then I'll play one of the songs from Megabeardo.
Yay. We have direction with music today.
Oh, my God.
It's exciting.
Yeah, usually you just like, I'm going to play my stuff and you're going to shut up.
No, it's been a couple weeks since we've actually, like, known what we wanted to play.
Ahead of time, yeah. It's not like, I'm just going to play stuff from Fall Fantasy.
We'll just find some stuff.
I'll just throw some
What do you want to play? I don't fucking know. Just I'll pick some fucking music.
Yeah.
And then the 1 week with the Hailstorm, I actually played Hailstorm.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, the hail was out of control.
Did you see it in Danville?
I saw your pic on Facebook.
Yeah.
Bananas.
You took the hail balls in your hand.
It was.
And they looked as big as my balls.
It was good that the car was up here with me recording so it couldn't get damaged. But thinking about it, I'm really bummed that the car was up here.
Because it
could have gotten damaged and we could have gotten something different.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
So thanks, Chris.
Sorry.
Anyway, and Bogue, any final words?
Yeah, I took this quiz on Facebook.
And?
About how retro game something or other. It was just 14 questions about old school games, and I got 13 out of 14, which is awesome. The only question I missed was something about the game Berserk, which I didn't remember anything of. But it brought up fond memories of old games like E.T. and Indiana Jones, and I was thinking, whoever beat either one of those games, because they're so ridiculously confusing. Did you ever play that? I think they're on Atari.
All right, so I've seen an E.T. speedrun that lasted 30 seconds.
No way.
I'm not kidding.
Because my memories of E.T. is you're going around and you collect a couple
as soon as this episode is over.
Of Reese's Pieces and then and you die because the guy comes after you.
As soon as this episode is over, I am going to go on YouTube and I will show you the speedrun.
Because I can't even remember what the objective is. I mean, this was a long time ago.
Idea.
But I mean, I was a kid and I'm playing this game about one of my favorite movies at the time because I'm like 8 years old or younger. And man, do you remember those games?
That had
no end and you didn't even know, like Pitfall for an example. Just it would go forever, you know? But particularly E.T. and Indiana Jones. You remember that game, Indiana Jones?
The Indiana Jones one, I did not play. I didn't have an Atari. My first system was actually the Nintendo. But I got to play some Atari stuff like after the because like I started getting more into games and just wanted to go back and see what they were originally like.
There was always games that just it would just recycle and get harder.
And you know what? And I actually like
Pac-Man or something like that.
My favorite of that type of genre, there was two, Galaga and Space Invaders.
But the quest style games almost reminded me of like the old text adventure games where you basically go up, down, left, right.
Yeah.
And you have to do whatever's in that room.
Yeah.
And E.T. and Indiana Jones were both like that. And it's one of those things where this is before the time of any kind of walkthroughs or cheats or anything like that. And you just had to go up, down, left, and right and figure out what you do. What are you supposed to do? And there's no directions or clues or anything.
I actually kind of... With certain games, I actually like will not let myself look up anything on the game.
No, because you don't want to
ruin. Just because I want to have like some of those experiences of like, all right, I'm fucking stuck, and I'm not gonna let myself take the easy way out and like look up a fucking walkthrough or a YouTube video or whatever.
But like now and for the last like I don't know decade or so, the games have always been trial and error, and eventually figure it out. you know?
See, I would actually disagree. I would say that most newer games kind of hold your hand through the entire thing. There's not many games where they don't at least like tell you exactly what it is that you have to fucking do. Like there's like the only games that I know of that pretty much don't do that are like Dark Souls, Skyrim, Fallout. Joe, am I missing anything?
I don't. I'm trying to look online. I know you mentioned ET Speedrun. Our one friend, Glenn Case, we've had his music on the show before. He actually has the official world record for that game. And I'm trying to find the info online because I know he's talked about it. He's posted his certificate. So I don't know what the run you saw is, but I know Glenn Case. I think it's Guinness, but it's whatever official organization that he recorded his run for. He has the world record for ET speedrun.
Which is funny because you wouldn't think there would be much competition in a speedrun for a game like that.
You'd be surprised. You'd be very surprised. There are speedruns and competitions for speedruns of every single game. Everything.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
But so. my point was, like, you know, everything from, like, Nintendo on, you play until you die, and you keep playing, and eventually you get through it. You'll learn from your mistakes and things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But these old games, like I brought up, you can't learn from your mistakes because every time you die, you start over. And it seems like the whole mission
is like
mixes up or something, you know? And it's one of those things where you go into a room and you just have to remember what you do next. And when what you do next changes, then how do you learn from your mistakes?
Well, you need to play that game that Joe was talking about then.
But anyway.
Which one? E.T.?
No, the newer one that I guess came out or whatever. The Thousand Something Lives.
Thousand Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, 1001 Spikes.
That one. Try that game.
It'll murder you.
You should play that game. 1001 Spikes. So, music.
I think it's out for the Wii U.
Is it really? Fuck, man.
Guess we're going to have to get a Wii U. Again.
And I think 3DS as well.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
That doesn't help me.
I'd have something to play on my 3DS. That'd be fun. So music, Lonely Rolling Stars,
The One-Ups, and Mega Beardo.
Ooh. Final words.
Talk shit, get shot.
Final words.
There's a bitch in the pit.
You took the two songs that they've come out with.